The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, hour two of the program. Welcome back in.
Welcome back. Listen.
I guess nobody was moved by my LeBron conspiracy theory.
It's a conspiracy. You know how that goes. Ain't nobody listening.
No.
We got time for that.
All right. I only predicted 4 or 5 years ago, and Joel Blank can attest to it, that LeBron would go back to Cleveland.
Well, of course.
And this was only 2 years into his Miami stay. Oh, you're crazy. And I told Joel then, we were back at the other station. I told him, I said, you wait and see. Kyrie Irving is going to be the superstar that he never had, that he could never lure back to Cleveland. And now he's got one there already. He goes there. Now you're going to have two. He's going to be able to bring somebody in. Now, I'll tell you what. The landscape in Cleveland would look much different if LeBron would have stayed and kept Andrew Wiggins as opposed to getting Kevin Love.
Well,
that's why you don't let great players be the GM while they're still playing.
Not a lot of them can do it, though. I mean,
because they shouldn't. That's why.
That's it.
I mean, they shouldn't do it. Kevin, I mean, that's going to go down as arguably one of the most moronic trades.
Yeah.
Because the one thing you... Kevin Love is not that exceptional in that offense that he offsets. And really, how much bigger or how much... I mean, I'm not saying that Cleveland wins the series this year if you've got Andrew Wiggins. But considering that that guy plays hellacious defense, that's one more body I can throw at a Wiggins, or excuse me, at a Durant,
right,
at a Steph Curry, at a Klay Thompson.
Okay, I like it.
You know, I mean, that's a perimeter defender that you didn't have. And a guy that also, not only is he a perimeter defender, but also he can give you 20-25 a night as well.
See, that's, now we're talking about an all-around player.
Two-way guy.
All around.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And you just and Kevin Love's just not that guy. I mean, if Kevin Love was that exceptional, I think he would have been traded by now. Another team would have been all over that.
Yeah. But everybody was like, it's Cleveland. Let him have it.
We're not going to make that happen. So that's why I'm curious to see what, if they can find somebody to bite on this Ryan, if the Rockets can find somebody to bite on Ryan Anderson. Because nothing's going to happen with this Ryan Anderson move unless they can find a way to get that contract off the books.
Well, how big is this contract?
3 years, $61 million.
Oh, man.
Right?
So,
I mean,
so the Rockets are trying to find somebody like the Texans found somebody.
not quite as dire.
Yeah.
Because Ryan Anderson's coming off a good year.
Okay.
There wouldn't be just complete stun, you know, a shock and amazement if he got traded. Like, he's a serviceable NBA basketball player. He's a starter in this league.
So he had a good year.
Unlike Brock.
Yes.
Okay. Brock is not a starter in this league.
Ooh.
I wonder Ryan Anderson is.
How you think Brock's doing?
I think they're about the same height, though. Oh, well, I didn't get to ask you this because he threw some shade, as the kids say, a couple weeks ago, saying that he didn't really work on his fundamentals that much last year. His fundamentals regressed.
You know what? Let me just lay down right now and die from not surprise. Really? You don't tell me something obvious? Oh, I didn't work on my fundamentals. What did you work on?
Well, I think he's...
I worked on my presence in front of the camera.
He did that. Because he wasn't afraid to get trotted out there week after week. But is that... You know, of course, everybody took that as a shot at the Texans coaching staff.
No.
You know,
you're professional.
You should work... Well, you know what? Your boy Michael Bishop did the same thing. Like,
you
should do that on your own.
Because, you know what? Nobody was out there with me when I was on them sleds after practice, after the gassers. Nobody was out there when I was working them pass rush moves. I mean, they came later on after I started having success. Then the rest of my teammates were like, hey, what you doing?
Yeah.
Mind if I jump in there with you? It's just how you do it, you know, which was cool. You know, you know, I'm the coach from way back. But, I mean, nobody said, hey, look, you got an individual period, which is like 15 minutes,
right,
that you're going to work on a skill set that is relevant for the game.
You're crazy to think that you're going to get better just in those 15 minutes. Like, if you're not improving your fundamentals on your own, then you're not about that life.
You're not about that life. Exactly right. And for you to spit that, I didn't work on my fundamentals. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows your mechanics, your fundamentals were garbage, hot garbage, dumpster fire, hot garbage. And then for you to come out and say something like that I don't see him as taking a shot, because when I heard it, I thought, yeah, you're a dumbass because you didn't do it.
Yeah. So that's really more just pointing the finger at you than anything else.
That's it. I mean, you want to know who you're saying it to? Look in the mirror. That's who should have taken care of your fundamentals. And if you didn't have them before, you don't know what to work on. But that 15-minute individual period, especially for quarterbacks, I mean, they're looking at what's the prevalent reads for that the upcoming game. What do you have to identify before you call whatever audible? That's their minutes. That's what it equates to. You know, unlike, you know, defensive linemen, Wednesday, working run stuff. Thursday, working pass stuff.
Right.
You know, that's how you broke it up. And every week it was something different because, you know, they have a different set or blocking scheme, you know, stretch blocking scheme, power blocking scheme. You have different ways of combating those. But for him to say something like that is just asinine.
All right, we're going to get into our Texan surprises. We've also got haikus to get into as well. Our boy Kurt Heelan's going to join us at 6 o'clock. Curious to get your thoughts on this. And we talked a little bit about this last week, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it yet, and we'll do it on the other side. But Pro Football Focus, mm-hmm, very well-respected online publication. You know, and they do all these rankings, and, you know, they've got some Brit over there that does some sort of, I don't know,
British guy?
Anagram, or I don't know what the hell you call it, a diagram.
What's he going to be doing tomorrow?
Did I say anagram? What the hell is it? Isn't that like a little... I'm thinking of a pentagram. He's an atheist.
Wow.
Hates everything but football. No, not too high on your Houston Texans.
Really? Venn diagram.
I'm thinking of but there's also another word I'm thinking of, algorithm.
I don't know.
Listen, don't worry about what's
honestly,
up here.
Honestly, I don't know.
Don't worry about what's going on up here. You know what it was? That music threw me off. Point is, curious to get your thoughts on this Texans O-line ranking and where it stands. And I think I'm in the minority on this. I don't know where I think you and I are similar in the way we feel about this.
Well, there were some other rankings about the NFL Super Bowl playoff. I mean, the Super Bowl teams.
The odds?
Yeah, how the teams were going to be in there. And the Texans was pretty high on the list.
Well, tell you what, and plus, I got to give you a kudos as well for something you said a couple weeks ago about this guy, and you hit the nail on the proverbial head. All right, we come back. We've got Texan surprise to get to, and it dovetails with this offensive line ranking, and we'll share all that with you next. Don't you go anywhere. He's Tyler Scott. I'm Freddie D. That's Henry Thomas. We got our boy Javier, the nameless, Twitterless one, answering the phone calls that you're not making. Don't you go anywhere. It's Fred and Henry filling in for the Blitz.
the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back in, H-Town. This is the HD show filling in for The Blitz. I'm Henry Thomas. That's that dude, Freddie D. We got T. Scott working the 1s, 2s, and 3s. And, hey, don't forget Javier answering your phone calls. Listen, we got some surprises that we think that we're hoping to see from the Texans. I think that's the way we're going. That's where we're running with this, right?
What's that?
We're going with surprises that we hope to
see. Yeah, no. I mean, or just surprises. I mean, we're calling it. We're calling it now. Okay, let me ask you this, because you watched a lot of, well, we both did a lot of Texans football last year. What was your overall assessment when the year was over of the Texans offensive line?
Adequate. Not dominating, not blowing anybody off the ball. I thought they needed a lot of help. I think with the blocking scheme and the play calling, and a lot of that hid the weaknesses that they had. You know, but far as individual one-on-one, I replaced Agnew all of them.
So, okay. Oof.
Damn near all of them.
So where do you think they fit on this Pro Football Focus ranking for offensive lines? Preseason ranking.
What offensive line that I can think of off the top of my head that would be weaker than the Texans? There's a couple. I mean, Minnesota comes to mind.
Okay.
Who else had a weak offensive line? Denver.
Right.
Another one. Pretty much stumped.
They had Minnesota at number 14.
Kind of middle of the road. Is that with new acquisitions?
Yeah, they did make some acquisitions, but you're right. They finished 29th in their year in 2016. The Texans are sitting at, ironically enough, 29th.
Well,
yes.
Fitting, because they made zero moves in the offseason. Anything of note. I mean, please don't say I forgot somebody, because I haven't.
You brought some dude from Seattle who was like a backup.
And then you drafted a project.
Yeah. So in the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah, you know, you got fourth and fifth round picks. Put it on somebody who's got a chance. Not somebody you gotta have that's a project. He's a tough guy. He was always in a scuff. We're not playing that.
What kills me is you moved up, you made a dramatic leap to go get your quarterback of the future, which we all applauded.
Yes.
All right, you won the draft for that reason alone.
Absolutely.
But you did nothing
to protect him.
And even if Tom Savage is your guy.
Yeah. I mean, you still bring in young guys that in that system that are going to develop and bond together and grow. But you didn't do that. You brought somebody in that's a project. You brought another guy in who, is he still on the team?
Who's that?
The offensive lineman they brought.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the guy from Seattle. He's still on the team, but I read something the other day about he could possibly be one of the first ones cut. Right now, if the season were to start today, your starting offensive line would be Dwayne Brown at left tackle. All right. And listen, Dwayne Brown's got all the left. Now we know why he's hold down.
Please continue to hold up.
Because he's like, listen, I saw what y'all got.
Yeah, so what?
Y'all need me.
You saw what we got. See what you have. 2 more years on your damn contract. Get to work. Are you kidding me? It's not like you're some stellar standout. I mean, in comparison.
I mean, he's the best lineman on that roster.
Yeah, he's
that's a scary thought, considering that here's the worst part. This is where
let's rank him among every other team.
Left tackle,
and let's see if he's anywhere above the halfway mark.
You know what? I'd say he's right there in the middle.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd say he's right there in the middle.
Didn't he tear up his legs before?
He has.
Yeah, you tell your quad.
Would you take him over Russell Okung?
I like Okung. I do.
You know, Okung was a revolving door at left tackle last year.
I
thought coming off a quad injury, and he's 2 years removed from that because he hurt that in the Chiefs game 2 years ago. I thought he played pretty well last year.
You know what? I'm not saying he was awful, but the way you're talking does not equal where you're at. That's what I'm saying. All that lip
all
service.
All that loot you want?
Nah, it's not. It don't equal. Just because
you want top 10 loot and you ain't a top 10 left tackle.
Not even. You like saying. 21, if you ask me.
Ooh, see, I'd say top 15. No way. Still give him top 15.
No. I mean, you tell
is he
quad,
better than, is he better than Donald Stevenson?
How you going to tell a quad you don't even run? You run like 4 yards. Give me a break. Come on.
It wasn't the playoffs. Donald Stevenson, left tackle for the Broncos. Come on, you're taking Dwayne Brown over here.
Yeah, I do that. Well, see, that's why I put him at 21. There's a few behind him. But there's a whole lot of them in front of him. A whole lot of them in front of him.
All right. You got Dwayne at left tackle.
Okay.
You got Chris Clark at right tackle. This is where sometimes the Texans' moves just absolutely baffle me. You know, I go back to a couple years ago, 3-4 years ago, whatever it was, when they let Glover Quinn go.
Yes.
All right. That's going to go down as one of the most moronic decisions that this team's ever made. You let Glover Quinn go, you bring in Ed Reed. Glover Quinn still playing at a high level. Ed Reed looks like Frederick Douglass.
Still carrying money in a grocery bag.
Still carrying money in a brown paper sack at the bank. You let go of Brandon Brooks, who was rapidly becoming one of the best right guards in the NFL.
Without a doubt.
All right. You could have afforded him, and you bring in Jeff Allen.
Whom?
Who Jeff Allen has been a disaster at right guard. All right. He hasn't been healthy. He's been inconsistent. And whereas Brandon Brooks is a stalwart at right guard for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Nick Martin, it's going to be curious to see how he pans out. You know, you lost him last year. Center, exactly. Yes. Kid from Notre Dame. You expect him to...
I'm trying not to hold that against him.
You know, be healthy this year. Again, your wonderful medical staff, which how can a team that's located in Houston, Texas, with the most preeminent medical facilities in the world, can have such a lackluster medical staff? I don't know, but whatever. So Nick Martin, he's expected to be back. Greg Mance did a serviceable job, and that's a term that no NFL or professional athlete ever wants to hear, serviceable. And then despite his incredible first name, Xavier Suofilo at left guard.
That guy, you know what?
I thought he was really starting to take steps in the right direction. And last year, I thought 2 years ago he was starting to make some progress. I thought he was their best run blocker. I thought he had his moments as a pass blocker. But I feel like all that goodwill last year just went down the tubes. He was just not good last year.
Not good at. You know what? I've never been high on him. Didn't like when he got picked.
Well, yeah, because you should have had Derek Carr.
Well, true. I mean,
no one's gonna lose any sleep over that pick now because you know everybody was like, oh, you could have had Teddy Bridgewater. No one's losing any sleep over missing out on Teddy Bridgewater.
No. Okay. Not now. Not when you drop back and go down.
I mean, I asked Michael Bishop last week. I said, did you ever go back, drop back in practice and shatter your entire leg to the point where you almost died?
That's it. People are throwing up. You got to call practice off. Go home. We're not practicing this week.
Don't look in this direction. It's not good here.
Hey, look, pro Football Focus, top offensive lineman. I don't see Dwayne Brown name anywhere. And they got top 25. Just saying.
What you trying to say?
I'm right.
What you trying to say?
I'm trying not to pat myself.
What?
On the
how
back.
Many? What? What's the rankings? Top what?
25 offensive linemen.
My man's not even the top 25.
Not. Nope.
Ugh.
The last guy is Brandon Brooks, right guard for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's number 25.
And there's no Texan on that list. No, there's not, because if Dwayne Brown's on it, no one's going to be on it.
There's no Texans.
Who's the number one?
Number one offensive lineman has seen by Pro Football Focus is Trent Williams, left tackle for the Washington Redskins.
Is the dude from Oklahoma?
He ranks at a 91.5 for his offensive lineman.
Road grader. You got your surprises for the Texans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. You got a surprise for the Texans?
Maybe.
Here's a real question. Do you have your haikus ready?
I got one haiku. Yeah.
5:45. It's going down.
Haikus, people.
July 4th.
Five syllables. Seven.
575, baby. 575. July 4th. Rockets free agency. It's going down. 545-1745 for those of you scoring at home on the 24-hour clock. And don't forget, Kurt Heelan, Pro Basketball Talk, joins us at 6 o'clock. Lots to get to. We're at the halfway point. He is T. Scott. I'm that dude, Freddie D. And the all-pro Henry Thomas, HD show, filling in for 97.5. No, filling in for the Blitz on ESPN.
97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No, it's not. You got Fred Davis, Henry Thomas, Tyler Scott, the HD show filling in for the Blitz. Welcome back, Houston. I got some interesting stuff I need to ask you about this before we put a bow on this offensive line thing. Okay.
I just like, you know what warms my heart right now?
What's that?
Is A, we're having a spirited discussion about offensive line. And some people might think this is just bad radio, but you know what? Hey, it's America. And it's football starts with the O-line and the D-line, does it not?
Starts and ends.
All right? I mean, if you can't win in the trenches...
You can't win.
You ain't going to win.
All right. Now, all those teams, there's three teams that have three players in it.
I'm going to go with Philadelphia as one of them. I heard you say the Raiders, okay, so I'm cheating on that one. But the Eagles, I'm just guessing. God, 9 of the 25. Part of me wants to say the Cowboys.
You got the Raiders, you got the Cowboys, not Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is not one of them. Because nope. I know Philadelphia is their number one ranked offensive line going into 2017.
Nope. It's going to surprise you. It's going to surprise the heck out of you.
Oh, the Cleveland Browns.
No. That would surprise
you. No, because they've got them ranked number two.
No.
Give me a division. Give me a division. AFC or NFC?
NFC.
Redskins.
Wrong. It's going to surprise you.
Carolina.
Nope.
San Francisco.
Uh-uh.
Arizona.
Uh-uh.
I know it's not Seattle.
Try the North.
Detroit.
No.
Chicago?
Mm-mm.
Green Bay?
There you go.
What?
Green Bay has three of the guys. I mean, they have three of their offensive linemen in the top 25.
Shut your mouth.
Green Bay has a guy at 6, 19, and 22. Dallas has guys at 9, 12, and 13. And the Raiders have guys at 3, 7, and 15.
Who's their third guy? Because I know they love Brian Bulaga and David Bakatari, but who's the third guy?
Their third guy is TJ Lang, right guard.
Oh.
He graded out at an 83.3.
But apparently he's gone, though. I think he went somewhere else.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
So he gone.
He out of there.
He gone.
So that drops him
off. I need some surprise music.
Surprise music.
I need some surprise music. Da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da-da. Glenn Davis in the house, everybody. Dynamo game Wednesday. Be ready. Soccer matters.
Yes, sir.
Soccer does matter with Glenn Davis. Remember that. Soccer does matter. This is surprise music. You hear this music coming in. This is a surprise. No question about that. How many people do you think you surprised with this song? How much of a surprise would it be if you came home and told your mom that your girl was a super freak?
My mom would love it.
She would, right?
My mom would love it. I'm just telling you. She'd be like, you got a super freak.
She's okay with that? Of course she would be. God bless her.
That's right.
Mom was a great old gal.
She's gone, but she would say, hey, if that's what floats your boat, I'm happy for you.
Whatever makes you happy, son. Yes. Whatever makes you happy. What's going to make you happy as far as your Texan surprise?
My Texan surprise is by week two, there's going to be a running back change.
Ooh! Oh!
That is my Texan surprise. There's going to be a running back change by week two, by week four at the latest.
Really?
Really?
Woo! Wow. That, man, that just blows mine right out the water.
I'm just saying. This
so
is what
you're
I'm seeing.
Saying that Lamar Miller gets benched 4 weeks into the season?
I hate to call it bench.
That's what I'm calling it.
I'm just going to say.
What do you call it?
He's not going to be the
conveniently replaced.
He's not going to be the primary ball carrier for this Texans team.
Who's going to be the primary ball carrier?
The young kid.
You think Deontay Foreman's going to make that much of a difference that he's going to usurp carries?
I'm thinking he's
from your
gonna,
boy.
I'm thinking he's going to show every time he touches the ball, he's going to show something special, something different.
You think that's why they took him with the third in the third round, considering that they desperately needed O-line help, but you went out and got a running back who, oh, by the way, needs a good running, a good line helps?
It's like I told you, the play calling of the runs and the passes hid a lot of the weaknesses of the offensive line. But with the right back, it also would have created more running that we were looking for. And I just don't think – I feel like Miller missed a lot of cuts that were just blaringly wide open. And
yeah.
If you just make that cut, you gain another 7 yards on a 3-yard run.
Right, which separates a good running back from a great running back.
And the play calling allowed for the offensive line to utilize their strength. Moving guys without not actually coming off the ball and just smash mouth and moving guys, but moving the line to where you guys are running and you can use their momentum to create those cuts, those openings.
Yeah.
I think the play calling allowed for that. I don't think the running back took full advantage of it.
No,
and I'm not saying he's not didn't have a good year. I mean, it was better than what we had in the past.
Good, not great.
Yeah, but I'm thinking this young man is going to come in here and show more of what we're looking for.
You and I have talked about this before, and we brought this up. I brought this up with Bishop last week. Is who's the most natural running back on this Texans roster? Because that was the thing that surprised. And the thing about Lamar Miller last year was, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I felt like he was faster in Miami. I don't know. He didn't seem like he was that one-cut guy. I don't remember him ever blasting past anybody. And I'm with you. It wasn't like there was guys in his face every single time. I mean, there were runs to be had out there. And I just felt like Lamar Miller, for as much as he was billed and everything that we heard about this guy going in, that he was going to be a difference maker. Yeah, he was a good running back. But I'll tell you, I think your boy Akeem Hunt is a better natural runner.
Absolutely.
All right. I mean, I think, and we haven't really seen Deontay in a professional setting yet. But I'll tell you what, for as big of a boy as he is, tell you what, he's got some nice feet.
Yes.
For a guy that is as you want to talk about a downhill runner.
Without
all right. Homeboy minces no words and no yards when it comes to moving a pile forward. There's never been a pile he wasn't afraid to run into.
Yes. And, that's the biggest no-no for any defense. The pile always go backwards, and this kid makes piles go the other way.
No, he certainly does. He certainly does. And I think, for as concerned as I am about this offensive line, I do think, and that's going to be my surprise this year, is I think the offensive line is going to be much in the same vein as it was last year. Adequate. Which, again, I think it's adequate enough when you've got a quarterback who can make – because The thing you got to remember is, and I know that's been a common theme from people I've talked to during this offseason about how bad the offensive line was, and you know, that if there's one excuse that Brock Osweiler could use, it was how bad the offensive line was. There were just so, listen, did he get sacked last year? Of course he did. Yes. You know, were there games that Tom Brady got sacked? Yeah. I mean, that's the way football
Part
works.
Of the game, yes.
You know, there were times Dak Prescott got sacked, and that's how great the offensive line was in Dallas. But there were also just plenty of times where he had time to throw and just missed throws.
All right.
You know, can Tom – and that's a little worrisome for me with Tom Savage is, you know, Tom Savage took some hits last year in a little bit of time that he was in. But I think a lot of that's got to do, too, with it. He's just not a very mobile guy.
And he doesn't get rid of the ball very quickly.
No, either. He doesn't. You know, I'm going to be just curious to see what – you know, if there's anything that Deshaun Watson does in this training camp that it will – I'm really looking forward to seeing is how quick does he get the ball out of his hands?
Well, I got another surprise that I'm waiting to drop on you, but I want to hear yours before we break out of here.
Oh, I'm saying right now, I think you're going to have over 2,000 yards rushing. I'm going to say 2,500 yards from your running backs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm going to say you probably throw for 3,500 yards at your quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my second surprise shouldn't really be a surprise to everybody, but the defense is going to struggle in the secondary for about 6 or 7 weeks until they find some continuity.
Interesting.
Because we did. There's another spot that we lost some key players in. A lot of key players.
Well, you lose Bouye, but yeah, you offset that with getting Kevin Johnson back.
Kevin Johnson now, comes back, but he's been sitting on the bench rusting.
He's got a little rust. He's coming off a broken leg. And who's going to be that fourth guy? Who's exactly going to be that fourth cornerback? Everybody keeps telling me Reggie Nelson's going to be the guy. Or is it Reggie Nelson? I can't. The Nelson kid. Is he going to be the guy? Or was it Carr? But we'll get to the names here in a little bit. And obviously as the season, as we get closer and closer. But or maybe it's Corey Moore. I don't know. The names are
it's a blur at the moment.
It is a blur right now. But you know what that tells you? It's a just insert guy's name here because yeah, the reality of it is there's nobody that has been penciled in or sharpied in to just automatically gravitate to that role.
Exactly,
you knew
right
going into last year that AJ Bouye could be that guy. You just didn't think he was going to give you the kind of year that he gave you.
Exactly.
And God bless homeboy because he got paid, and you got no Quentin Demps coming up this year either. And are they ever going to make the move to put Kareem Jackson as a safety? That's the million-dollar question. You and I have been pushing for it for years now, and I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. But you know what is going to happen soon?
What's that?
Haikus!
Coming up next, the Haikus. Get them ready, people.
575, July 4th. You know the music that we play for that, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Just making sure. Orinoco Flow. You know what it means.
That's it.
Rockets free agency and July 4th. Those are your two themes. Tweet them at Henry Thomas NFL, at the Freddie D, at producer T Scott, at the HD show. We want to hear it. Winner gets the best haiku gets an air high five with an American fist bump right afterwards. Sponsored by, I don't know yet. We'll figure out somebody. Something American. Something, a Tomahawk missile. That's what it's sponsored by. All right. The mother of all bombs. We will blow up your fort. Because that's how we do in America.
And then
that's
tweet it about it.
And then we'll tweet about it. That's right. CNN style. Don't you go anywhere. It's the HD show. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD. Till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me
and you. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, you know what that means. It's the Orinoco Flow, which can mean one of two things. Either it's Japanese menstruation or time for some haikus.
Time for some haikus,
baby.
Time
for some haikus. It's been too long, Andy Thomas. It's
been a while.
I think it's the first time we've done haikus in 2017.
I think you're right.
I think it is the first time this year that we've done haikus.
Got to pull them off the shelf.
Absolutely. It's a special occasion. It can only be America's birthday when we pull out haikus.
So what you want to start with?
We're doing July 4th and Rockets Free Agency. Tyler Scott, what were you able to, I know you were able to do one. Which one was it? Was it July 4th or Rockets Free Agency?
I've got three.
Oh!
Stepping up, swinging for the fences.
T. Scott on the dot with three. What you got? Which two?
We'll do. I did one of each.
Okay.
And
give us
two
one.
July 4th ones.
Two July 4th. Let's go with the.
Let's go with the rhyming July 4th one.
Let's go with the rhyming July 4th one first.
Independence Day, party in the USA, like your girl Miley.
I feel like Independence Day has too many in it. Independence Day. Wow.
Right on.
Look
time.
At you. Very impressive. Very impressive. Say that one more time for the kids at home that missed it.
Independence Day. Party in the USA. Like your girl Miley.
There you go. That's how you start it off.
That's how you get it. That's how you get a good haiku hump day started off.
That's it. That's it. All right, you want my Yankee, my...
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
We get a little tease?
We got a little tease. Here we go.
Little tease.
Yankee Doodle come. All others can't stand the pass. U.S. kicking ass. That's it, baby. That's what the past is. Kicking ass. Boom.
I still don't know whether or not I can, like...
I saw your hand over there by the dump button shaking.
Yeah, because I don't know that, like, that word, I don't know the context of it in there, but.
Hey, a boot to ass. That's all it is. That's
No, the first line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't see how I wrote it.
Let me just say this, and then I got a friend, anytime he texts a girl, he spells it.
That way.
The three-letter word, yeah. Not the four.
All right, Freddie D, what you got for me?
I don't even know how to respond. I mean, how do I respond after that? Here we go. July 4th. Here we go. America, God bless. Trump tweets, don't stop red, white, blue. Hot dogs down your throat.
Wow. And you worried about one word of mine.
Yeah, I mean,
and listen to all that. That's just dancing.
I know that
in
you can say
says.
Deep throat on air, though. So.
Well, of course, you know.
Yeah, I just said hot dogs down your throat.
Yeah, I know. That's I'm it. Aware of that.
Here we go.
Okay,
here we go.
T. Scott, give us your Rockets take.
No, he's got one more July 4th.
Oh, he's got another.
He's got one more July 4th.
Okay, sure.
Let's go with one more July 4th.
The 4th of July, played with lots of fireworks. JPP hands now.
That's good stuff right there. That's good stuff right there.
That's good. Anybody call it? You got a Lamont one over there?
I do have a Lamont one. Yes, I do have
Let's
a Lamont,
see what Lamont
one.
Is.
Hold on. What's Lamont got to say? Here we go. Here we
I
go. Here we go.
Up.
All right, go.
You want the Rockets or the 4th of July?
No, I was going to do the 4th of July
Let's
one.
Okay. Do the 4th of July.
America girl, ha, you want this mule, don't lie. Nice 4th of July.
Woo!
Lamont, everybody, Lamont.
Jumping off the top rope.
That's it.
Off the top turnbuckle. Mm. Big.
I don't even know if we can read his Rockets
yeah,
one.
Yeah, this looks...
I don't think I can read his Rockets one.
Looks
I lost
ominous.
A job over something similar to that, so right. I am not going to chance it. If your gut tells you, then don't do it.
All right.
All right, we ready for the Rockets free agency?
Let's do it. Who's going? You can go.
I'll go.
You're wearing red.
Yeah, you're ready.
You guys ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Not enough B-balls... CP3 to quell those doubts. Mello brings Lala.
No.
No?
Not liking.
That's
all right.
No?
That's all right.
You guys going to make me write another one then.
All right, yeah, write another one.
You guys
one.
Are going to make me write another one.
Rockets big signing. Time to make these guys all ball. Hey, welcome, Chris Paul.
Much better.
Yes.
Much better.
There you go.
Nobody likes Mellows Bring Lala. All right.
All right. Rockets make some moves. Still playing for second place. Warriors going warrior.
Warriors are going to warrior. Warriors are going to warrior. And, yeah, I as much as I love Lamont's...
just can't
yeah,
get it
I
up.
Can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's go to Sports Media LM. Go to Sports Media LM to find that on your local Twitter sphere. So there you go.
I'll retweet it. How about that?
You should. You know what? I'll retweet it as well.
There you go.
I will retweet it as well. Let's see. I'll come up with another one in the next segment. But you know what? We got a guest coming on in the next in the next segment. So I'll have to read it or write another one. Well done by everybody. Well done by everybody. Read your July 4th one again. The first one.
The rhyming one.
The rhyming one.
I feel like the Rockets one we could do better. All three of us can. I feel like we need to do another Rockets one.
I'm okay.
You all right?
Yeah. Independence Day, party in the USA, like your girl Miley. God.
Pretty nice. Have you seen her lately?
She's not as bad as Katy Perry. Katy Perry went off the deep end.
What is Kate? Yeah, what is she doing? Does anybody know? She's kind of got like this David Bowie thing going on that no one can really quite wrap their brain around. I don't know. I'm confused.
Apparently, Miley's been off the ganj.
Really?
Lately. Yeah. Stop smoking it.
Well, somebody needs to give her a sandwich because she still hasn't gained any weight. But that's another story for another day. Maybe that'll be our next haiku, Miley Cyrus. I used to be a big fan. I still am. I'll tell you what, if she could get some curves, watch out. He's Tyler Scott. I'm Freddie D. That's our boy, Henry Thomas. Coming up next, final hour of the program. We got a lot to get to. We still have to discuss this debacle that went down on Saturday night. It was a bittersweet night for boxing. It really was on Saturday night. We'll discuss that. We've got some yay or nay to get into. Also, too, we'll put a final bow on what we think is going to happen with free agency. Get your thoughts on what you plan on doing tomorrow for 4th of July. And coming up next, though, we'll get back into some free agency talk with the one, the only from Pro Basketball Talk out there on the left coast. The one, the only Mr. Kurt Heelan joins us next to tell us what, if any, moves the Rockets have up their sleeve and the real reason why Chris Paul is no longer a Clipper and now a Houston Rocket. Lots to get to. Final hour of the program. Don't you go anywhere. This is the HD show filling in for the Blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
ESPN 97.5.